Hello, good evening.
Hello.
I'm calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide public opinion poll for South Dakota News Watch and the Cheeseman Center for Democracy to provide accurate public opinion of citizen preferences to better inform policymakers in the state. First of all, are you a registered voter in the state of South Dakota?
Yes.
Thank you. And what is your current official party voter registration? Are you registered Democrat,
Republican,
Independent? Okay, thank you. And there is a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota that will provide for the regulation of abortion based on a state of pregnancy. It proposed the following. During the first trimester, it will prevent the state from regulating abortions. During the second trimester, the state will regulate the abortion decisions, but any regulation must be reasonably related to the physical health of the mother. And the last one, during the third trimester, abortion could be prohibited except if it's necessary to preserve the life of or health of the pregnant woman, according to her physician. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
Support.
Okay.
Support.
And another proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota would establish open primaries for governor, congress, state legislative, and county races. All candidates, regardless of party, will be on the same primary ballot, and the top two vote getters will advance to the general election. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
Support.
And a proposed constitutional amendment in South Dakota will eliminate the state 4.5% grocery tax, prohibiting the state from taxing anything sold from human consumption except alcoholic beverage and prepared food. Municipalities may continue to impose such taxes. Do you support or oppose this proposed amendment to South Dakota's constitution?
Support.
And will you support or oppose a change in a state law to create a school voucher system which will allow parents to use the state tax dollars designated for their child education to pay to send them to a private or charter school?
Strongly oppose.
Oppose. And thinking about candidates running for offices such as governor, senator, or state legislator, how does a candidate support for Donald Trump factor into your voting decision? We'll only vote for a candidate if they support Trump. More likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Less likely to support a candidate if they support Trump. Will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump, or support of Trump is not a factor in your decision.
I would not vote for anybody that supports Trump.
Okay, will not vote for a candidate if they support Trump. And now we would like to ask you a few questions about the health of democracy. We're almost done with the survey. Thank you so much for your time. In general, how confident are you that American election results reflect the will of the people? Are you very confident about that? Somewhat confident,
no.
Not too confident, or not at all?
Not at all confident.
Not at all. And do you accept the outcome of the 2020 presidential election or not?
Yes.
And how much trust, if any, do you have in each of the following? The first one, local election officials in your county. A great deal of trust, a fair amount, not much, or not trust
not
at all?
Not much.
And the last three, election officials in Democratic state?
Say that again.
Election officials in Democratic state. A great deal of trust, a fair amount, not much trust, or none at all?
I guess I don't know much about election officials in Democratic state.
In Democratic state? But just based on what you know or heard or seen, a great deal, just a fair amount, not much, or none.
I mean, this is a really weird question. Like, what constitutes an election official? And why? What kind of trust is required? I believe that this is trying to lead me into some kind of weird conclusion based on Fox News talking points, but I have more faith in Democratic state election officials than I do in any elected official in the Republican Party right now. I'll say that.
Okay, but which one should I record for you? A great deal? Just a fair amount?
I would say a great deal. I think that's probably the one that would make them feel the most uncomfortable.
And the last two, how much trust, if any, do you have in election officials in Republican states? a great deal, a fair amount, not much, or not at all?
Not at all. None at all. Absolutely none. Zero.
And the last one, state election officials in South Dakota.
None. Okay. Absolutely none.
Not at all.
They actually, they put it into the Eighth Circuit Court that the people don't even have a right to challenge voting maps. Like, the people cannot bring up a challenge to a voting map. They put rigging the elections into the Supreme Court circuit. That's bullshit. I hate these states.
And thank you for your opinion. Now, the last few questions. Which one of the following best describes your view of American democracy today? The first one, American democracy is under attack. American democracy is being tested. Or there is no current threat to American democracy.
America is under attack from the right. I think now, that if you say that I put it under attack, I think that's going to put a point into somebody thinking the opposite. But the democracy is definitely under attack, but it's not from the left.
Okay. And now please tell me if you agree or disagree with each of the following statements. Just two, actually. The first one, it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American culture and values. Strongly agree with that. Someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree.
Strongly disagree. That is completely opposed to what
the last one
would have wanted.
The last one says it is acceptable behavior for an individual to engage in violence to protect American democracy. Strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree.
For an individual on an individual basis acting as an individual, strongly disagree.
Okay. And the last few questions for statistical purposes only. Can you please tell us what is your age? Is it between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and over?
I am 38, so whatever that demographic.
Yeah, 35 to 49, thank you. And regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us, and thanks again for your help. Have a great night.
Sure.
Thank
if
you
can record it down, you can put down that I disagree with or I dislike the way that some of those questions were worded.
Yeah. Okay. I will. I will. Thank you for your opinion. And
thank
have
you.
A great night. Thank you for your help.
You too. Bye.